come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we're coming at you with Brooke's pick of the month. And you chose an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
One that we watched growing up.
Yeah.
1998, The Mask of Zorro.
Yes, sir.
What made you pick this movie?
I don't know. I just Googled like action movies from the 90s, and this was like pretty high up on the list. And I was like, man, I totally forgot about this movie. I used to watch it so much. And I feel like there's parts that I remember in the movie that weren't in this one. So maybe I have seen the sequel. I just, they kind of maybe blend together, maybe. I don't know. It's been so long. So,
yeah. Yeah. Cause The Legend of Zorro came out quite a bit later. I think it was like 9 years later, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, I honestly don't remember if I've watched it or not.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been a minute since I watched this one.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, before we talk about this, we'll kick off our box office news and boom. What are you drinking tonight? Did you have a chance to get a drink after
I
your...
did, yeah. It's probably warm by now. I just picked up a case of Miller Lite.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, how about you?
Keeping it classy like me. Michelob for me. I have two left in my fridge after tonight, so
nice, nice.
I need to stop and get something.
Yeah.
All right. What was your last four watched?
Last four watched. So I've kind of gotten back on the IMDb list slash getting movies off my watch list, because I have like 419 movies on my watch list.
That's a lot.
I mean, I've added 200 something this year, and I've watched, I think, 106 movies off my watch list. So,
Jesus Christ. Okay.
yeah. Yeah. So tonight, just finished Fargo. I've seen it before. Great movie. Kind of makes me want to watch the TV show again, just because like first season is so good.
Yeah, I never watched the show.
I watched North by Northwest. First time watch, and I think it's my favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Okay.
Really good. Really good, like kind of spy espionage movie.
Yeah.
And I think Cary Grant is his name.
Yep.
And he's like, he's older, but he just knows how to talk. Like, he's so suave in this movie, and the other girl in it is like, they're both kind of sexy in this movie, not gonna lie.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely recommend checking it out. It is on Tubi in the States, so I used my VPN to watch it. Watch The Old Ways, movie that's been on my watch list for a while as well. It was good, I liked it. And now I can officially consider myself a movie nerd, because I've watched Citizen Kane.
Is that what the prerequisite is?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's like I think it's considered like, I don't know, one of the greatest movies ever made, because it's like, I think the first, I don't know if it's technically, but like talking movie, like that's kind of like, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, those are the four I watched. Also watched Shadow Good Boy. Watched that on Friday night. Pretty good. Cool concept. Like, I don't know. It wasn't like a great movie, but I can appreciate how much fucking work went into it, because I know that like he filmed like 400 days and took obviously a long time because it's a fucking dog actor. And like, I just appreciated that they just went full into it. Like, you don't see any of the humans' faces until like the last like 5 minutes. It's all about the dog, and some really cool stuff in it that I laughed at. I thought that's really cool.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't want to watch it because they think that something bad will happen in it, I assure you that does not happen.
Right. Yeah,
So
because
watch it.
our friend Casey didn't want to watch it because he's like, oh, something bad's going to happen to the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the clear there.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, I think I already talked about it, but I watched How to Train Your Dragon with the kids while I put it on for them, but I ended up watching it, the live action remake. I also watched Good Boy. I also enjoyed it and can appreciate it for what it is. I think it's, I don't want to say it's better than I expected, because I kind of had high hopes for it. But it's not quite what I expected, which
Exactly.
is, it's not a bad thing, but
No.
I watched Megan 2.0.
It's...
It was just, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It was okay. And then on your recommendation, I watched Match.
Yeah.
And holy fucking shit, dude. I was
Yeah.
not expecting that whatsoever.
Me either.
It had like very much a barbarian feel to it.
Very much so, yeah.
But yeah, be careful out there if you're doing online dating.
Yeah.
Never know when you're going to get catfished.
Yeah. My review, I don't know if you've read my review on it.
I don't know if I did or not.
It's
Oh yeah, I did actually, yeah.
if Sloth and Ron Jeremy had a baby.
Legit. Fuck, man.
Yeah, I definitely recommend checking that out. It's on Tubi, so
Yeah.
it's free to watch.
Exactly. You're not gonna waste any. So yeah. You've actually inspired me a little bit to add some stuff to my watch list, because I never follow my watch list. I just kind of, I don't know, if I see something I want to watch and it's on my watch list, then that's cool. But
Yeah.
I rarely go to it to pick a movie. But
Yeah. If like I'm listening to a podcast, like as far as like the big picture or something where they're talking about like 25 movies or something, or I see a list on Letterboxd about movies being released in 2025, I'll just add them to my watch list just so I may not want to watch them, but at least I'll like see and remember, oh, like that movie exists or something like that.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I was telling you the other day, I was going through like a bunch of Criterion movies and adding those to my watch list, and then I went through and added all of the IMDb top 250 that I haven't watched yet while we've been doing this thing. I went and added all those to it, so my watch list is not quite as extensive as yours, but I have 273 movies in there now, so.
Okay, yeah, it's getting there. Yeah.
That IMDb top 250 though, it fucking pisses me off, man. 'Cause they just add like, you know that these movies are not actually in the top 250 ever made, some of them. And
Yeah.
it's just like, because they base it off of the score and like the amount of people that do it. So like, if it's, I don't know, I feel like certain countries kind of pad the stats a little bit, 'cause there's
Yeah.
just like so many people that watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, they even have a list. I was reading through it the other day because I haven't looked at it in a while, and like it always changes, obviously, right? Like maybe
Yeah.
not like the top 220, but they change. But they have a list on there. It's like, if you're not satisfied with this list, here's every movie that's ever been on the IMDb top 250.
Oh my God. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Eventually, I'll get it closer to 100% finished. But like you said, it kind of switched.
Yeah. And even like, because I've been adding, making lists of movie years of movies I've watched and like ranking them, and like I'll go back to like searching movies and click on the decade, and it like it sorts them by like the most popular ones, and like seeing like I don't know, like 2007, seeing all the movies came out that year, I'm like, man, there's so many movies that I just forget have come out, right? Because usually on like streaming services, you're just like scrolling whatever pops up you watch, but like if you're like looking at the actual movies that released, you're like, oh fuck, man. Like, I haven't seen that in a while. Like, add that to my watch list or something, you know?
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time on there. All right, let's go to this box office.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna do one honorable mention for this one.
Okay.
In sixth place in its opening weekend, we had Sisu, Road to Revenge.
Okay.
Brought in 2.4 million. I'm so
Oh,
pumped for this
damn.
movie.
That's not that much.
No,
Two.
it's not. It's not.
It was six too. That's crazy.
In fifth place, we have a movie that Casey really wants to watch, Rental
He
Family.
does, yeah.
That brought in 3.3, so also a flop in its
Damn.
opening weekend. In fourth place, we have The Running Man, brought in 5.7. And this movie's not making money.
No, it's not.
It's 26.9 total domestic right now. In third place, we have Predator Badlands, brought in 6.5 million. In second place, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, brought in 8.9.
Oh, I've heard that movie so bad.
Really? And in first place, no surprise to anybody, in a fucking monster opening weekend, we had Wicked for Good, brought in 147 million.
I also heard that movie is not that great,
I haven't even
too.
seen the first one yet, and I have no.
Me either. I was looking at it the other day and I think it's my watch list, but it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I care much about that.
Sarah wants to watch it, and like I will watch it with her, but I don't like Cynthia Erivo. She is just, I don't know. Anyways, I have thoughts, but I won't go into it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, so pretty mixed top five, top six. Got a family movie, some action, some gore, some horror. So, what do we have for 4K releases?
4K. We got Primitive War.
That is a cool cover.
That is probably a shitty ass movie by the looks of it, but we got The Long Walk. Very excited to watch that again.
Yeah, you did watch
Rent.
it.
I did, yes. Rent, 20th anniversary. Everybody has AIDS. The Americas, created by Tom Hanks. We got Ilsa, Harem Keeper of the Oil Sheiks.
Okay.
All right. Alec Guinness Masterpiece Collection.
Okay.
Cool. We got Jimmy and Stiggs. The
I
fuck is
don't know
that?
what that is, but I like the cover.
I think I may add that to my watch list.
Yeah, maybe.
The Man Who Could Cheat Death. Tromeo and Juliet. Okay.
I have heard of this. I haven't watched it, but
Okay, I've never heard of it. We got Ruby. We got Depraved. We got Dario Argento's Sleepless. Mixed Blood. Abbott and Costello meet the Invisible Man. Abbott and Costello meet Miss Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
hey.
Abbott and Costello meet the Mummy. And Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
All right.
The Conjuring Last Rites. A lot of movies this week.
There is, holy shit.
Pride and Prejudice. The Ten Commandments. If you have about 5 hours to watch that. Pulp Fiction.
A cool
Cool
case.
steelbook. It is, yeah. The Beastmaster. We got Sisters. The Boys Next Door. Eyes Wide Shut. Criterion, nice. And oh, okay. 11 Days, 11 Nights, 2.
Are we advertising porn on this now?
I think so, yeah.
That looks like it might be a softcore porn. All right. So, huge list of 4K releases this week.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of Abbott Costello, this is the week for you.
Fuck yeah. All right. There's a few that I definitely want to watch, though.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to dive into this movie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about The Mask of Zorro from 1998. Starting off with a synopsis, a young thief seeking revenge for his brother's death is trained by the once great aging Zorro, who is pursuing his own vengeance. This was directed by Martin Campbell, who's not a name I recognized, but
Me
I
either.
recognize his fucking resume.
Yep.
He did Memory, The Foreigner, Green Lantern, Edge of Darkness, Casino Royale, The Legend of Zorro, and fucking one of my favorite movies whenever I was a kid, Vertical Limit.
I don't think I've seen Vertical Limit.
Oh man, it was such a good movie. Well, it's a terrible movie, but I loved that movie.
I
Add that one to your watch list too.
will, yeah. I didn't know he did that Casino Royale.
Yeah, me either. For the cast, we have Antonio Banderas playing Alejandro or the new Zorro. Anthony Hopkins playing Diego or the old Zorro. A fucking stunning Catherine Zeta-Jones playing Elena. This was a look for her. Like the Spanish attire and everything, just oh. Stuart Wilson played Raphael, and I have two honorable mentions. Tony Amendola, who played Don Luis, and Matt Lesher, who played Captain Love. I don't know if you had any others.
Not really.
Let's dive in.
Cool, let's do it. So yeah, Mask of Zorro from 1998. Sweet title opening, very classic late 90s, CGI-ish and the classic fucking Z in there.
Almost like a James Bond opening, but for Zorro.
That's accurate. It's very
Yeah.
accurate. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So the opening scene, we see a young Alejandro and his brother Joaquin. They are at a execution that Don Rafael is commencing. They are waiting for Zorro to appear. And so basically in this movie, which I learned a lot of American geography or history, sorry,
Okay.
in this movie. I had no idea that California was never a part of the United States, that it was owned by Spain, and then the Mexicans took it, and then there was a war between Mexico and the US.
Las Californias.
Wasn't it like Alta California?
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. But so basically the premise of the movie is during the time, Don Rafael is a Mexican. There's like all these Dons in the movie. There's like Don Luis. I didn't write them all down, but they're all like kind of representatives, I guess, of certain areas of Mexico and, well, Alta California, whatever. And basically they got California from Spain, and now they're in a war kind of thing with what's his name? It's way at the bottom. His name's like Alta something. Oh, Santa
Oh,
Ana, sorry. Santa Ana is one that is a part of the States, I think. Anyway. And when I saw that Anthony Hopkins was playing the original Zorro, I kind of laughed, and I was like, they really get a fucking British old guy. Well, doesn't look, he's like 61 in this movie, but he looks fucking great.
He did look great.
To play a, I don't know, like if he's obviously Spanish or Mexican, right? So I was like, really? Like, why Anthony Hopkins to play fucking Zorro?
With
And
quite the spray tan.
the spray tan, some eyeliner. And I gotta say, man, he was fucking amazing.
He was really good.
He was like kind of perfect for it, like just his personality, right? And yeah, it kind of reminded me of like Pirates of the Caribbean-ish.
Yeah, they almost feel like swashbucklers, like
Yeah.
pirates, yeah.
Yeah. Almost like, 'cause didn't fucking, who played Jack Sparrow's dad, was the guy from Rolling Stones or something like that.
Oh,
Not Rolling Stones, maybe it was the Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I
Was
think
it
that
Mick
was a,
Jagger?
no, it was the guitarist.
Right. Ah, fuck.
Anyway, but kind of gave me that same, those same vibes.
Yeah.
And so they're waiting, and Zorro does end up showing up and starts trying to save these people that are being executed, and he's fighting all these people. He's like swinging around on like things in the buildings, and just the like awesome fun kind of opening scene.
Keith Richards.
Yes, Keith Richards, that's it.
Fuck, yeah.
But he's got like a whip, he's got everything, and Just like the set pieces in this movie were so awesome and just so fun. It's kind of like it's PG, so it's like I don't know, like it's kind of fun to watch. Like, what do you think of this kind of opening little introduction?
I really enjoyed it because, like, we see the city's almost kind of like being rebuilt in a sense. So there's like unfinished buildings all over the place, and there's stuff for him to just kind of swing from and do his fancy footwork and shit all over. And I love the scene, like, with the execution where he fucking wraps his whip around the guns and fucking pulls them so they fire at the executioner. And I don't know. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And this is, like, I was telling you, Hunter was kind of watching it with me, and he watched all of this scene, but then he kind of lost interest and went off and started doing his own thing. But yeah, this is a movie that's made for, like, an older kid to an adult. Like, I feel like a lot of generations can enjoy this movie.
Kind of like introduction-ish. And he has a tornado the horse. Pretty sick. So he ends up getting away. He goes back to his house, and he has like this fucking sick secret lair that like is behind a fireplace and just like turns it around. And that's very like, even on IMDb, I think that one of the movie genres is like superhero. He's basically like a superhero, I guess, right?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.
So yeah, he's at home. He has a little girl named Elena, and his wife. And Don Raphael shows up to arrest him because they know that he is Zorro. And ends up fighting Don Raphael, and then the army kind of comes up out of nowhere and shoots him. But his wife, I forget what her name is. It's a long name. Es
Esperanza.
yeah, Esperanza. She jumps in front of him and she ends up getting shot and killed. And immediately Don Raphael just fucking stabs her, shoots her, stabs the guy. He's like, "Fuck you!" Like I didn't want. He tells Don Diego, who's Zorro, he's like, I didn't want this to happen. And they end up arresting Don Diego and taking him away.
And also steals his daughter.
Yes, takes his daughter. Yes, because she's
And like a newborn.
like newborn. Which she doesn't really look 20 years old when she's older, but
No, I'd give her more like 30.
So Don Diego's captured and Don Raphael has his daughter. Now it cuts to 20 years later. Alejandro and Joaquin are prisoners. They are known as the Murrieta brothers. And so they're tied up. They're being carried on a buggy by this guy named Three Finger Jack, who
That man
is
is so funny.
just so funny.
Love this guy.
And they come to like a town, and Three Finger Jack is like, "Hey, I got the Marietta brothers." Then one of the guys from the town finds the poster and goes up to him. He's like, "Oh, Marietta brothers." And I love this conversation because like the brother's like, "How much are we worth?" And he's like, 200 pesos. It's like, 200 pesos for each. What kind of joke is this? And he's like, "No, 200 pesos for the both of you guys." And they're like, "Oh, what the fuck? Come on." Just a fun scene. And then it turns out that Three Finger Jack is actually working with them. And so they steal everything from these guys, they tie him up naked to cactuses. That was funny. And then the army shows up. Captain Love, which I mean, get a different name, man. He shows up, he's chasing after them. But then Joaquin ends up getting shot. Well, Three Finger Jack gets shot first. You think he's dead. And then they shoot Joaquin and they surround him. He tells Alejandro to get her there. Alejandro goes and hides behind some bushes, and they all circle Joaquin and Captain Love says like, "Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this," and then fucking Joaquin just shoots himself and kills himself. So it's kind of where the kind of story begins for Alejandro. He wants revenge, obviously. For we now cut to Don Rafael. He is visiting some prisoners. He is still looking for Zoro, so I guess Zoro escaped, I guess, sometime between earlier movie and now, right?
Do we not see him escape?
Did we see him escape? I don't
Yeah, because he
remember.
was imprisoned. And then
Well, he escapes in this scene after he's put in the cage, but when he goes down into and all the people are there and everyone's like, "Oh, I'm Zoro," and "I'm
Oh,
Zoro."
right. Yeah.
But yeah, Don Diego like looks fucking haggard. He's like dirty, has a long ass beard, long hair. And so a few of them get captured and put into like these holding cells. And then Don Diego does end up escaping. He like pours some gunpowder in the lock on his foot and then ends up escaping. Pretends that he's one of the dead guys and gets buried in a hole and then ends up escaping that way.
So smart.
And now he is back in California. Don Diego, sorry, not Don Diego, Don Rafael has made it to California. He says he is now the governor of California. He says Elena, who he says is his daughter. And we see Alejandro and Don Diego end up meeting each other. Alejandro is in a bar, kind of drinking himself away, can't pay the bill, ends up trying to fight someone, and Don Diego kind of steps in and is helping him, but Alejandro thinks he's just fucking with him and
Yeah.
tries fighting him, but doesn't go too well.
Yeah. I love a drunk Antonio Banderas.
Me too.
He just, I don't know. He's such a, like, whenever you think of great actors, you don't think of him, but he is a good actor.
Because all he's been doing for the past 20 years is Puss in Boots stuff, right?
True. Yeah.
Pretty much, I mean.
Yeah.
And like Alejandro has like long ass beard, like long hair, like just it looks fucking rough. And he's still wearing his brother's necklace. So Don Diego agrees that he will train Alejandro to kill Raphael and to get both of them to get their revenge. What'd you think of Don Diego's training ground?
I mean, he'd worked with what he had. My personal
True.
favorite part was the push-ups over the candles.
Yeah, that's good.
That was good. Yeah.
I thought like, because there's like a big like circle, all these little circles on it. And I was like, "Oh, are these things like moving stuff like that?" Because like Don Diego like says like, "Oh, you can't go from like this circle to that circle until you finish this whatever certain thing." So I thought like it's gonna like move around and stuff, but didn't really do that. But
Yeah.
yeah, it wouldn't be like a '90s movie with a little montage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love the music in this movie too.
Yeah. It's very well, it's like Spanish music, but it's got like a very high like crescendo. Like it always seems to be like it's on the rise.
And Don Diego does tell Alejandro that he can't kill Raphael because of complications. He won't tell him why right now. And I love that Alejandro's like, "Okay, yeah, just train me." And he picks up the sword, and Don Diego's like, "You ever used one of these things before?" And just like the classic line, "Oh, just stick him with the pointy end."
Yeah. Does he know he's Zoro yet?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I believe so. And so they're kind of doing their montage. He's like whipping them, and he does something, says something, and then Alejandro starts like getting mad, and he says, "Oh, never attack in anger." Like that's kind of like the first rule. And then he bathes him and shaves him. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they go into like their little sword fight, and then he ends up with his hands above his head, and then Diego like sniffs his armpits, and he goes, first rule or second rule, take a bath.
So yeah, Alejandro's looking nice and clean now. He's got the mustache, and next day they go down in kind of like the market area, and there's a horse down there just causing chaos, going through everything, knocking down stalls. And Alejandro chases after the horse, ends up kind of saving the horse a little bit. Like, he finds his mask in the horse's like hooves, and he knows from that point, like, okay, that's gonna be my horse. So then he's like, okay, tonight you're gonna go get my horse. So yeah, that night he goes to get his horse. He does see Elena for the first time. And what do you think of his version of Zoro compared to
Let's press the wrong button.
Don?
The mute button used to be there, and I just wasn't even thinking. I just hit pause. Fuck, Jesus, I'm glad I didn't hit stop.
Yeah, really.
Sorry. I like Antonio's Zoro better
Yeah.
just because it makes more sense. Like, no, like us as viewers knowing who it is that's under the mask.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Antonio Banderas just has this charm and allure to him, right? Like he's a very good looking man. He's got like the dark skin, he's fit, he's just,
Yeah.
I don't know, he just has this charisma.
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
he just fit the Zorro profile better.
And I like the look of his mask too. It kind of has like a bit of red in there, and like I just feel like it goes with his face a lot better. Like, has a little mustache, and yeah. So then we get our kind of second fight. He does end up getting the horse, but the horse is just going nuts. He's in like this kind of building where all these people are sleeping. There's like all these fucking giant bunk beds, and this whole scene, and kind of like the scenes in this movie, kind of reminded me of another movie that you thought I was gonna pick when I said 1998, and that's Rush Hour. Just the action scenes felt very fun and silly, but also like looked cool and just, I don't know, just feel good. Yeah, the horse is like kicking everyone, and he ends up getting surrounded by everyone, and like they jump on him, and then he ends up getting out of there. And he's just like using whatever. Like, he doesn't just like use a sword and like stab people. Like, he's like fucking swinging off like the chandelier, swinging on like some things on the wall. At one point, he grabs some like bullhorns and starts like fighting with those. Yeah, it's just fun.
I think that's why it feels like they're almost like pirates. Like, 'cause a pirate will, like, they'll jump from ship to ship. They're going up the masts. They're running all over the place, and they're using whatever they can in order to win their fights, right? So it's just, I don't know, it's just a really fun, all the fight sequences in this movie are really fun.
And then this giant man shows up, who's probably like at least 6'8" or something like that, and just like laughing at Zoro. And he like fucking throws Zoro, falls in like these cannons and cannonballs, and then Zoro just picks up the cannon, and it's cannonball just smashes his head like four times, and like the guy like fucking kind of falls back, and then he lights the cannon and then just shoots it off and just blows up the entire fucking building. And then he does see Elena again, and kind of ends up like swooning her inside of the confession thing. And then they come out, and Captain Love is there, and he's like, I don't know, he stays in there. She comes out, and he's like, oh, who are you talking to? She's like, oh, I was confessing my sins. And he's like, well, to who? The fucking dude is right
Priest.
here. Priest is right here. So just like, doesn't open the door, just fucking shoots into the
Could have been anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the scenes that just had me laughing so hard, he's like doing his escape, and he's like up on top of the wall, and his horse is like on the bottom, just eating. And he just starts like clicking. Then he's like, horse, or something like that. Then like the horse comes and is underneath him, and then he like jumps off like 20 feet, and the horse just moves, and he just falls on his ass. I just laugh so hard. Just stupid, silly kind
Yeah.
of stuff.
There is a lot of like slapstick built into this movie.
So we get another kind of train sequence back at the Don Diego's. Don Diego's kind of pissed off and he says, okay, grab any weapon you want. So then Alejandro grabs the sword, obviously, and then Don Diego just like fucking takes out a spoon. So Raphael has invited every Don to California to convince or to kind of plan what they're going to do with Santa Ana to get California from the US.
Yeah, because Santa Anna, he's about to fight a war with the states, right? So
Right.
he needs
Yes.
money.
Yes, that's what the gold comes in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Don Diego's plan is to disguise Alejandro as Don Alejandro, and he has to convince Raphael that he is a gentleman to get let into his circle.
Yeah.
So he's pretending to be a Don, and Don Diego is kind of his like kind of butler thing. And I just like this whole scene, like in this kind of ball area, like you said, I'm blanking on the actor's name right now. Alejandro just has like that charisma to him, and like especially this dance scene between like he is Puss in Boots, right? Like
That's true, yeah.
it's the exact same kind of way, right? Like he's just so good with the ladies and
Yeah.
knows how to talk and
Great dancer.
great dancer. And yeah, Don Diego tells him, don't let the Dons leave the table without him. So he's dancing, they're talking about Zorro, and Alejandro is kind of like, talking shit about Zorro, and Elena kind of likes Zorro a little bit, like she understands why he's doing it. And I love that, like, Alejandro is just ragging on love the whole time too.
Yeah, they have a lot of banter back and forth.
So they're doing their kind of solo dance together, because he has to get the attention of Raphael. And so they do their kind of fucking sexy solo dance, and Raphael gets pissed, and then Alejandro blames Elena that she's the one that started dancing with him, right? Because he had to get into the circle. So their plan is to buy California from Santa Ana with Santa Ana's own money,
Yeah.
which is hilarious.
I love it.
The next day they go to the mines. One of the funniest fucking scenes ever. It's like 2 seconds long. But our boy, Three Finger Jack, is still alive for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because they get to the mines and they're like, kind of like, I don't know. And then out of nowhere, Three Finger Jack is like up on the mines. He just starts going crazy. He's like yelling something and he hops in the little wagon and he's going down. He's like, ah, fucking Joe's off a ramp. And I don't know if it's Love or Raphael
Was love, yeah.
just grabs a gun and shoots him midair.
Succeeds in killing him this time.
He does, yeah. It was very funny, but also very sad.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was dying laughing.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Alejandro was kind of comforting Three Finger Jack a little bit, and Love sees that. So I think Love kind of knows that he is Zorro, or Alejandro, sorry.
Yeah, because well, yeah, they were all together. But then whenever Alejandro stands up, Love has a smile on his face, and Alejandro's like, oh, it's something amusing, and he's like, oh, I'm just thinking, like, that's the second time I've shot that man out of the air.
So there's a couple of scenes we see Diego talk with Elena alone. And must have been so hard, right, to be in that kind
I
of
would have been too.
situation.
Oh, what?
That's your
All
daughter, man.
right, it was. I thought you said Alejandro was talking to her. Never
about
mind.
Diego.
Disregard.
But that would have been tough to do.
Yeah, it would have been.
And he's like asking her questions, and she says like, "Oh yeah, like Diego or not Diego, Raphael says that my mother died giving birth to me, blah blah." And he's like, kind of like giving hints that like he's her father,
Yeah.
but doesn't actually say it. We see Alejandro meets with Love, and Love has his brother's head in a jar, and then fucking drinks the wine out of it, which is fucking
Fucking
disgusting.
gross, man. I wasn't
And
expecting that.
then Alejandro takes a cup full, and I'm like, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
So they're about to meet with Santa Anna, and they see a massive Z in the field, and so Zorro knows about the gold and all that. He ends up stealing the map. Love wants to destroy the mine and kill everyone in it, and obviously they're all like slaves that are there, so Zorro and Diego have to stop this.
Fucking,
And
it's so crazy. Like, what is the, why does he want to kill everybody? I don't understand.
no witnesses, I
I
guess.
guess, yeah.
But another fun scene between Zorro and Love, because he has like the gun to Love, and he's like, two guards come up, and then Zorro's like, okay, face the window and bend down and touch your toes. And so they do that. And he just fucking kicks them out the window.
Yeah.
So that was funny. So he's fighting Love, and Raphael comes in too. He's fighting all the guards. He ends up stealing the necklace, his brother's necklace from Raphael or Love, one of them has. What'd you think of the scene of him fighting Elena?
I mean, what's there to say?
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
was wonderful. She annoyed me a little bit in this scene, just like because she yelled a lot, and it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But I thought it was funny that like to see Catherine Zeta-Jones wielding a scabbard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was a fun scene to watch, and then especially once he starts like using the sword to strip all of her clothes off.
Yeah, 'cause she like hits him, right? And like hits
Yeah.
part of his shirt.
It just it f follows up with just the way that he is, right? Like, 'cause she's pissed, but at the same time, like he's doing all this and then he kisses her. He's kissed her like 3 times during this fight 'cause he keeps getting in close and she can't do anything.
Yeah.
And then he'll sneak a kiss, and then he ends up fucking cutting off all of her clothes and kisses her again.
Yeah.
So it goes back to like his suaveness.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that he kept like kissing her too, like during the fight. So the next morning he is on his horse now. He's running away on the horse, and then immediately falls off the horse. And I love this whole sequence too, like just a fun, like you said, like slapstick, silly, really cool, like stunts and like coordination in this. Because like at one point he catches up to a guy, like kicks the guy off the horse, then he's like riding on two horses, and then he's like standing on top of two horses, and I don't know, just a really, really fun scene. So now they're making the plan to go to the mine. Diego says he's not going with him. He is going to save his daughter. So we do see that he tells Alejandro that Elena is his daughter, and he wants to take Elena and basically leave. Then we see Diego at Raphael's. He confronts Elena, and well, he confronts Raphael first and says, "I'm going to tell her, the truth." And he has at him at gunpoint, and he's like, call for your daughter." So Elena comes, and he says something. Raphael says something to Don Diego, and then like Elena says, like, "Oh, the lady in the market said that name." And my father's mother used to leave like something, and then like Diego says, "Oh, she left like flowers or something by your crib or something like that." So Elena kind of knows that Diego is her dad, but I don't think she like fully knows.
Yeah, like she doesn't fully believe it. And it's hard to believe something like that. Like, that's a pretty bold claim, right?
Yeah.
And especially for someone like you're just meeting this guy, and the guy who you think is your dad is telling you that he's just like a crazy guy,
Yeah.
but he can also describe the exact flower that she would leave in your crib. So it's like, fuck, maybe it is him, but also maybe he just heard this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know, right?
Yeah. And we also had the same incident from the beginning of the movie of how his wife died, right?
Yeah.
Because a bunch of soldiers come up and then they're about to shoot, and then Elena goes in front of the dad, but then Raphael like just fucking punches the guys like, no, like get the fuck out of here. And then Diego ends up giving himself up. So Diego's captured. They are all at the mines now. And Zora was there. And just another awesome like action set piece, like we've talked about already, like very reminiscent of like Pirates of the Caribbean, just like all these mines just like spinning wheels, and like Zoro's like using like a ladder to like stop the spinny thing, and like just like fucking pulleys going on, and he's like sliding down like a water slide thing, and there's like so much going on. It's just like it could be a ride at fucking Universal Studios almost, right?
Yeah, I could for sure.
But yeah, what do you think of this kind of fight scene? Because they'll like kind of split off on their own.
I liked it because we got to like how you said they split off. So Diego and Alejandro split off and they're fighting their own people, right? Like guys
Yeah.
that they have the biggest issue with.
Yeah.
So Alejandro's fighting Love because Love's the guy that killed his brother, and then Diego's fighting Raphael because he's the one that killed his wife. So
Yeah.
it's just like you're rooting for both guys because you know both guys are there for their own reasons and for their own revenge. And it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of fun seeing two of these fights going on at the same time and like
Yeah.
what each guy's doing because they have their own fighting styles. And like Alejandro's Zoro is a lot more dexterous than Diego, but it's just, we've already seen that side of Diego from the start of the movie, so it was
Yeah.
kind of cool to see Banderas doing his thing.
There's a couple like big explosions in this movie too that I didn't expect. Like whenever Diego like jumps down somewhere and the fucking building explodes. And then him and Love end up on like this big box that's like on a pulley connected to like some gold, and he ends up stabbing Love. Doesn't kill him right away. But then up top, oh, meanwhile, Elena is trying to save the prisoners, because they're all like locked up. And up top, Diego almost gets killed, but he ends up trapping Raphael's feet in like the harness to like some buggy, and pushes the buggy off like the cliff. So he gets like pulled down, hits the fucking pile of gold. The pile of gold just smashes into Love. It kills him. So they're both dead. Yeah, so they end up saving the prisoners, but Diego does end up dying.
I have a gripe with this scene
Okay, what?
because they have all these like barrels of TNT, barrels of explosives, and they have the fuses that are going. And it's taking them forever to get all of these cages unlocked, which is understandable. There's like seven cages that they have to break open.
Yeah.
And then there's like 150 people that they have to get off this cliff.
Yeah.
There's no way that all these people are getting out of blast radius.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was just like, as it was happening, I was just like, ah, oh, man, like there's so much good about this movie. And then like something like that happens. And it just, I don't know, it
Yeah.
took me out of it a little bit.
And I feel like too, because like the fire's going right, like on the line. And I'm pretty sure that Elena like runs by like where the fire was going. Like, couldn't she just like kick some sand over top of it?
Or like cut the fuse off or something.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I'm just being picky, but.
So yeah, that's it for the story. And we cut to, I don't know, probably at least a year down the road. Alejandro is with Elena, and he is telling his kid a story about Zorro, kind of similar to how Diego was at the beginning of the movie. And his name, he named his son Joaquin. And then we see them kiss, and then he goes off, whatever.
To be Zorro.
Yeah.
To create the legend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whoa.
yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. All right. Well, that's the way the swords clash.
All right, that works.
Okay.
All right, how'd you rate this movie?
I give it a 4 out of 5. I wanted to give it a higher score. I probably could, honestly, but it's not like a perfect movie, but I just had a really fucking good time with it. My only gripe really is it's kind of long.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that long, but it's like 2 hours and 17 minutes or something like that. But I just love the characters. I love the kind of superhero-esque of Zorro and like the legend of Zorro. Like you see the kids when they're younger, like just love him and kind of like a Robin Hood sort of. I love all the acting. I love the set pieces. I love the score. I love the choreography, the story. I really love this movie a lot. So,
Nice.
yeah, 4 to 5.
I also gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice.
I just said, like, it's such a fun action movie. It's a great mix of comedy. There's heartfelt moments, and then there's just these over-the-top wild action sequences. It just helps make this a classic 90s movie. Like, it just has that 90s feel to it.
It does, yeah.
But on, like, it's been so long since I've watched this movie, I forgot a lot about it. But on this watch, I just gained like a higher appreciation for it. And I definitely will put it in a more frequent rotation of watches. Like, it's probably been like 15 years since I've watched this movie. So yeah, and I love it for all the reasons that you did. Like the score, the acting, the choreography, like everything about it is really, really well done. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. This sent consensus is fucking stupid. So Banderas returns as an aging Zorro in this surprisingly nimble, entertaining swashbuckler.
He
So,
returns as Zorro.
right? An aging Zorro? Like, this would be the consensus for the sequel.
Are you sure it's not?
It's not, because I went to the sequel and I was like, well, maybe it is fucked up. But
Yeah,
yeah, no.
that's
So
weird.
I don't know.
Huh? Okay.
Try and guess off of that.
68.
Ooh, actually, your numbers are flipped. It's an 80,
Wow.
86.
Damn, I was gonna guess like a 78, but I didn't. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
86. Nice.
86% on 76 reviews, and it is certified fresh.
Love to see it.
Yeah. The audience gave it a 73% on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 3.7 out of 5 or a 7.4 out of 10. So pretty well received on Letterboxd or on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
What does Letterboxd have?
Lext
Lex
Letterboxd,
Lexta.
Jesus. Yeah. Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. Our buddy Alan gave it a 3. Jensen gave it a 3. Good.
Yeah.
Don't know if anyone. Yeah, that's it.
Thought I heard something. I don't know. It sounded like a child, but I don't hear anything now. All right.
Cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give it a 9 out of 10. Just had a super fun time with it. very reminiscent of, like I said, Rush Hour, like the action scenes, like not just like the fighting, but like the whole, there's so many different things. There's like gun scenes, sword scenes, fighting on horses. Just I love that all that went into this, and they just seem like having a good time filming
For
this
sure.
too. Favorite scene. This one was tough for me because I have two that I really, really liked. I'm gonna go with the horse scene at the end of him catching up to the guys on the horses. Just very silly because like he's catching up to one guy and like the guy's like looking over and sees him and then kicks him off, steals the horse, and then he like is riding with two horses, fights two guys, kicks them, whatever, and then he's literally riding on two horses, one leg on one leg on the other, just fucking riding behind the one guy. And just, I don't know, I thought it was funny and really cool. And something I would like to try. I feel like I would die if I tried the scene I just said.
Trampled by a horse.
I would like the scene where he like grabs his whip and like whips it and swings from like the chandelier.
Okay.
Kind of like Indiana Jones-ish. So I go with that.
Okay.
So are you.
My sensei also gave it a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
It's just, and yeah, like it's just a good mix of everything. Like there's so many different fights and fight sequences in this movie and like different forms of it. So I don't know. It was a lot of action and a lot going on, and it was my favorite scene. I said Diego and Raphael's fight at the end. I just loved seeing Anthony Hopkins in a role like this. Because he's always like just this stoic, serious kind of character. And then in this movie, it really felt like he was just able to open up and just be silly, but like have a good fight scene. And like for 61 years old, man, this guy can move. Like, I don't know how much of the stunts they were actually doing themselves, but there's some stuff you can tell it's him.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know, kudos to an aging Anthony Hopkins for doing something like this. Stunt I want to try, similar to what you said, but I had the whip scene at the beginning of the movie. So like how he's like swinging from the trees and he's like the scaffolding on the buildings and all that shit. I just like, much like how you said you'd probably die with the horses, we'd probably die doing this too, but
I also like the scene where he's whipping the candles. That was cool.
So yeah, overall really, really good fun movie. All right, we can wrap it up. And my pick for our next movie is one. Whenever you first came up with this idea to do this podcast, I don't know if you remember it or not, I said fuck yes, because now we can finally do these movies. We're gonna do 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh shit. Hell yeah.
It's only taken
Hell
us
yeah.
2.5 years to do
Yeah,
it.
exactly.
We had talked about doing like a franchise episode with this, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to wait anymore. I want to do this
Okay.
fucking movie.
Let's do it, yeah. I'm excited.
So another fun one. But yeah, in the meantime, catch us on social media, a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram, and send us a message, give us some movie recommendations, suggest a movie for us to cover. Anyways, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and talk in a couple weeks.
Bye.